Well, the latest is this is finally the last push, as you say, into Baghouz. And the United States, of course, with its Kurdish allies, hope to take this, and then they hope to hold the territory. So what comes next is, of course, focusing with the Syrian Democratic Forces, getting more of an Arab face on it, seeing to it that ISIS does not return. And there's several other objectives that the United States has, including prevention of landlines for Iran. And there's much that's on America's plate diplomatically coming up, specifically when it comes to working with Turkey, who is, of course, not as happy that the United States is going to be staying. And we should, of course, also mention adding to the American forces that are there, European forces.
Matthew, we've seen civilians streaming out for days, truckloads of civilians for days before this assault started. Did they all get out?
Yeah, I'm afraid that they did not all get out. The question remains as to how many of them are people who are married and choosing to stay with these dead-ender fighters who are there. But I know several times the SDF has launched an offensive here and then paused in order to give time for them to exit. But there's only so much they can do. And when they went in, they found out that there were more fighters, ISIS fighters, still on the ground fighting there than they had even expected. So it's really it's hard for them to get all of the civilians out when they're being used in the way that they are.
We seem to have been stuck at this "it's nearly over" stage for quite a while now. Is it nearly over?
If one is looking at the territorial definition of the caliphate in Syria and Iraq, then one could say yes. But ISIS is not over as an ideology. Of course, it's metastasized and spread elsewhere. And there are other problems.
Yes, for sure. But the territorial battle, we've been told it's almost over for weeks now. And yet they still seem to hold out.
I would absolutely have cautioned against using any type of words that would indicate that it's almost over, certainly. But I think the SDF was surprised by how many people were left. And again, these are like the dead-ender fighters that aren't rising to any appeal to turn their weapons over or to come out and surrender. So unfortunately, it drags on, and the United States isn't willing to just put its own boots on the ground and rush in there itself.